You must be exhausted, Alex.
Well, George, it would be right around 48 hours since I last slept, but I did take about an hour and a half nap a few hours ago for this broadcast. I wouldn't miss it for the world. And it's always great to see other journalists and people defend colleagues when things like this happen. I have been through one of the worst experiences of my life, and I can't believe it happened here on the North American continent. It is unspeakable what I've been through. And for those that don't know, the Bilderberg Group, we are able to get their minutes every year out of these resorts that they have these meetings at. It's 125 of the most powerful people in the world, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Dutch royalty, British royalty. And we know that they literally set the price of oil. We know they decide who's going to be attacked. We know that they are openly pushing for the American Union, that even Lou Dobbs of CNN has now talked about. He got their own documents last year. And it's all happening. The CFR, the Trilateral Commission, they're all at their bidding. I personally saw David Rockefeller today. I saw James Wolfensohn, the former head of the World Bank. Of course, the current head of the World Bank was also photographed by other reporters that were here. So it's all going on right now here in the capital of Canada. But yesterday, I tried to fly in on Wednesday, and I was interrogated for 15 hours.
Okay, so you were leaving from where? Austin, Texas?
We flew out of Austin, right. Connected through from Chicago. There are no direct flights from Austin to Ottawa. It's really a town of about 400,000. And we came into the capital, very beautiful place, and hundreds of people were coming off the flights, and they were flagging probably one out of 50 or so. They flagged myself, both my cameramen, called us in, searched everything we had. And, I mean, to chronicle everything that happened, they began screaming at us. They said, "You're not journalists, you're not reporters." And then hours later they said, "Oh, we know who you are. I've seen your documentary, Alex Jones. You know, I've seen one of your films." And they said, "You're here for the conference, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, I've already told you I'm here to cover politics." And they said, "Yeah, you're here for the Bilderberg Group. You're not planning to infiltrate, are you? Because you're not allowed to do that."
Like Bohemian Grove, right?
Yes, they knew all about it. And later they admitted to the 15 hours they slipped up. Two separate members admitted of their customs and immigration that they were told to do this to me. It was even in the front page of the Ottawa Citizen yesterday that the police and locals were, quote, working and taking orders from the Bilderbergs because their prime minister is scheduled to be in attendance this weekend, and he's a Bilderberg Group delegate. They're called delegates. They actually even vote. I mean, this is the real 125-person world government. We have their own internal documents going
back. This is the Illuminati. This is what we talk about all the time, Alex.
This is the folks. I mean, this is the folks. And George, I mean, this is really scary. Do you know the type of stuff that was done to me?
I have read your website all day. And first of all, I want to tell you two quick things, Alex. I've been getting emails from our Canadian brothers and sisters all day who are outraged at what happened to you. And they're embarrassed, and some of them have asked me, and they've apologized in whatever way they can. Be that as it may, I'm reading your website this morning, and then later on this afternoon, they actually confiscated your laptop and said that you're going to be arrested if you had porn on your laptop. Is that true?
Yes. Well. It was hundreds of things they did, but imagine sitting there in an interrogation room while computer experts have both our business laptops hooked up, and they said, even if there's mainstream porn, you're going to be arrested. It's illegal to transport porn. And I thought, my God, I hope nobody went to an email. I said, I hope nobody did anything wrong. They searched them all, found absolutely nothing. Folks, we're not talking about them looking for some type of bad porn. We're talking about them telling me that there was some law that if on business computers, anybody who knows this, email, stuff you download, it's all over the web. Thank God there was nothing on either computer. They tried as hard as they could, and they were telling me that I was going to go to prison. And then they came right out, and listen, imagine having the head customs official over you in an interrogation room, and this is in front of witnesses, in front of my cameraman, saying, "You Americans bleep all over us, and you know, I can't wait to, you know, you can go to jail." Now imagine, George, I get off the plane, they call me in, they know who I am, they bring me in, they say, "Who are you?" I go, "I'm Alex Jones." I'm in the media. Well, what do you do?
You had a passport, right?
Yeah, I had a passport. We all had them. No criminal record. They checked all that. Nothing. Nothing on my record. Nothing on my cameraman's record. And imagine, this is how it goes. We've all seen the movies where the cops want to, you know, really get a bad guy, so they start making stuff up. Well, this is what happened, but I'm not a bad guy. They would say, what do you do? What kind of media? And I said, well, I make films. And they'd say, you're a liar. We see on your website you're a radio host. And I go, well, I also do that. Oh, you do both. And I said, look. And then hours into this, the head guy just goes, oh, yeah, I've seen one of your films years ago. No, I know your media. This is after hours of telling me
I'm
a liar.
And then they just let you go?
Pardon me?
Then they just let you go?
Well, this is after 15 hours. The whole story gets even crazier. I mean, imagine being shouted at, being cussed at, being all of this. I was like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Them trying to find anything, going through our cameras, watching our videotapes, pulling out memory sticks for still cameras and saying, you know, sticking them in cameras, trying to find something, on and on and on and on and on. Asking me questions, you know, telling me to shut up. They would do the thing like you see in Full Metal Jacket with the Marine Corps drill sergeant where, why are you here? Well, I'm here. I told you to shut up. Don't you talk to me.
Yeah.
And then answer my question. And then you're not answering my question. I mean, over and over, 15 hours, George, 15 hours of six people taking turns doing this to me. But I actually felt sorry for them. I couldn't believe it. But how did I get out of this? They said, after 15 hours, well, actually about 14, they said, we're putting you on a plane. We're flying you back. You're not allowed to be in Canada. And all of a sudden, they came in panicked. They were freaked out. They'd gotten a call from higher up in government. Little did I know, Jim Tucker of American Free Press and the CBC that was wanting to interview me had a press conference in front of the Bilderberg group where they were meeting. It had been on TV. They came in almost crying, and they said, listen, we've been ordered to do this. We don't like and you could tell how crazy they were getting. They weren't being professional. These people have been told, they later admitted, to do all this to me. They were freaking out. They said, listen, I have an 8-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old daughter. I don't want to lose my job. Please just go out there and tell them that you were rude or something. George, this all happened. They said, we were ordered to do this by the – they kept calling it the conference. We were ordered to do this by the conference, and they said, we really apologize. And so I had to stand there with these guys on each side of me to the media and say, look, we worked it out. Everything's fine. But on hindsight, I'm not going to lie to people. So you see me in the Ottawa Citizen saying, hey, everything's all right. No, everything is not all right. And I did this under duress. And this is like the Soviet Union. And I literally had these people freaked out with tears in their eyes saying they have families, they were ordered to do this, that they're now in a bunch of trouble. So this, and now I have to still go back through this later this weekend. I mean, Lord knows what's going to happen to me, George. This is probably just round one.